Hi, my name's Sabrina, and welcome to the first episode of We Used to Be Best Friends, where we talk about anything and everything friendship related. On today's episode, we are diving deep into friendship breakups and why friendship breakups are so hard to get over. Now, if you're joining me from TikTok, hi, welcome. But for those of you who that don't know, TikTok was where everything started for me. I went through a very detrimental friendship breakup, and a year into my healing journey, I realized that there was really nothing out there. There was no resources, there was no support, there was no books where it could explain what in the world I was going through, why I was struggling so much. And honestly, I felt very alone in my healing journey. And therefore, I started doing TikTok videos to kind of showcase what I'm going through and to talk about how it's so difficult to heal from this. And honestly, I didn't think anyone was going to watch these videos. I didn't think it was going to pop up so much and bring so much clarity and, you know, resonate with so many people that were going through this too. I truly, truly thought I was alone. And then when so many people started watching my videos and really relating to me and sending me such heartfelt messages, just saying like, I'm going through this too, I felt like I was not so alone on this healing journey. And it was so nice to know that, because before I started TikTok, I realized anytime that I would talk to a particular friend or anybody really about friendship breakups and about what I'm going through, and that I'm going through this friendship breakup and that I'm in a lot of pain and I'm struggling from it, the main narrative that I got was, just get over it. You know, they're over it. They're moving on. Like, why can't you just get over it? And I really thought to myself that something was wrong with me, because I was like, yeah, why can't I just get over it? Why is this such a struggle for me? Why can't I just be like her and pretend or just move on like our friendship never existed? Like, we weren't friends for over 10 years and we didn't, you know, have these amazing memories together. How can someone just completely remove you, forget you, and discard you when they claimed to love you so much? And it was such a whirlwind for me, because that was very confusing to me. I didn't have any answers to that. And the more I tried to get support from people, the more they shut me down, and the more I shamed my own feelings and just pushed it down deep, deep down in my own body, I realized I was not healing from this. I was ignoring a lot of my feelings. I was ignoring everything that I was going through. And I started having panic attacks. I started having moments where things would remind me of our friendship, and I would just start uncontrollably shaking. My hands would be shaking. I would have these moments where I just needed to like burst out crying like a little baby. I did not understand what in the world was going on. Why was I having panic attacks after a friendship breakup? Like, I was like, I must be losing my absolute mind. And the more I tried to get support from other people, the more they minimized that. A lot of the narrative too was, oh, well, you must be in love with her. That's the only way to explain that you feel this way. And I really remember feeling like this was so gaslighting to me, because I'm like, the only way to justify and rationalize my emotions is to put it into a romantic category. How does that make sense? That doesn't make sense to me. Why do I have to be romantically involved with someone? Why do I have to be in love with somebody for me to feel hurt? Because this person hurt me. This breakup hurt me. Why am I not allowed to feel that? And from there, I started doing a lot more research, trying to figure out what in the world I'm going through. And I realized that there was diddly squat on friendships. No book, no resources, nothing. And most of the therapists that I ended up going to also didn't really understand friendship breakups, and they were more like on the romantic breakup side. I did as much research as I possibly can. There was only everything and anything on romantic breakups and ghosting in a romantic breakup and all of these resources for that. And I was like, there is nothing, nothing on friends. And it got very, very, very frustrating. So from there, I was like, you know what, maybe I have to put matters into my own hands. I started the TikTok videos. And at first that was very hard because I'm talking about something that I'm going through, and it's deeply personal and it does involve another person. I try to keep it as anonymous as possible and not really talk about the situation or anything that would make anyone realize who I'm talking about, and to keep it respectful in that sense, to keep it anonymous in that sense, but at the same time not silencing myself and giving myself the platform to talk about how certain actions hurt me. And then I, at the same time, went to therapy. While talking to my therapist about a lot of, like, the whole story, she started to kind of let me know that what I went through was very emotionally abusive. And even though it was coming from a friend, I was being neglected. And a lot of the terms that were being used for romantic relationships was things that I was going through, but on a platonic side. And this therapist really opened my eyes to the fact that if a romantic partner can be emotionally abusive, they are a husband to somebody, but they can also be a father, and they can also be a friend. And it's the same thing for, like, women. It's like, if your mom was emotionally abusive, she was also a wife, she was also a daughter, she was also a friend to somebody. It doesn't change based on title. It's a behavior pattern, and it doesn't matter really what the relationship is. The behavior pattern doesn't change. And that really opened my eyes to what exactly I was going through. So why are friendship breakups so hard to get over? That's the ultimate question. Honestly, I think it's a few factors. It is a lack of support, is a lack of resources and information on the subject. It is also society prioritizing romantic relationships and putting that on a pedestal, and honestly, forgetting about the rest of us. Just completely discrediting different types of relationships, because it's not just romantic. There's familial relationships, those relationships you have with your families, and there's platonic relationships, those that you have with your friends. And I think all of them are just as important. They might be not as substantial to you and your personal viewpoint, but for some people, like myself, friendships are extremely important to me. And I think that they are really the foundation of who we are and what makes us us. Because honestly, in my opinion, if you think about it, friendships, especially in girlhood, makes us who we are. It defines womanhood. It pushes us through girlhood. And it's that one relationship where you feel you're safest in a world that has made it unsafe for women. And your best friend, your close friend, is that one person where you can really rely on for support, because they make you feel the safest ever. And honestly, really think about that, because there are some things that I have told my best friend that I have never told my mother. There are some conversations that you have with your best friend that is so deep, and sometimes we even have conversations that are really disgusting. But who are you going to talk to about that. Like, we have conversations about our female bodies because who else are you going to talk to about that? Some of us don't feel comfortable talking to our moms about that. Some of us are brought up in a very strict household where our moms shame us for talking about our bodies. They don't give us a space for that. But our friends, they give us that space and they don't shame you for, you know, saying disgusting things. Us girls, like, you know, we've said some nasty things in our in our group chats, in our personal conversations. We can get pretty descriptive, and I think all of us can relate on that. But your best friend, that really close friend, is that person that you really, really trust and you go to and you tell secrets to and you share all of these different experiences with them, whether it's having a boyfriend for the very first time and talking to them about this guy that you meet and talking to them about your journey through falling in love and being in your first relationship. You talk to your best friend about the first time having sex with someone, how it was, what you experienced, who the guy is, and they're also there for you during your very first breakup. They support you and they help you through it and they bring you chocolates and ice cream and you're sitting there talking about it and crying about it and you're hugging each other. You put on a movie, you try to get over it, you put on a rom-com or whatever is needed. That friend is there to like support you through it. So yes, I think it is completely normal to completely feel devastated when that person that you trusted with so much, with so many aspects of yourself and how vulnerable you are with them in your emotions, in your truest, rawest form. I think it is absolutely valid to feel some type of way and to feel hurt and devastated when that person leaves your life as if you never had a friendship in the first place. That is absolutely detrimental. That begs the question of, okay, so how do we move on from it? How do we heal from it? Well, first things first, you don't shame yourself for what you're feeling. Absolutely not. Do not shame yourself for what you're feeling. Do not make yourself feel like you're insane or crazy for having these feelings. And honestly, the other person that looks like they're over it, they're just doing their own thing and they've completely forgotten about you and you're just wondering to yourself, how are they doing that? It's because they're not really sitting with their feelings at all. It's the same concept to me as you break up with a guy and then the girl sits there and goes through her feeling, cries for months, tries to get over it, and the guy's out partying, living their life. That is the same equivalent. The person that's out there pretending everything is completely fine. Yeah, I don't think so. I think they're faking it. Don't believe everything you see on social media. They are absolutely faking it. And they're running away from themselves. They're running away from their feelings. And if they're the person that did things to you and hurt you and really put a riff in the friendship, if they're accountable for that and they're pretending like nothing happened, yeah, they're running away from their responsibility and they're running away from their truth and they're hiding from every single mirror because they don't want to look themselves in their mirror and actually take accountability for really hurting someone deeply that they claim to love and care about. I don't think you do that to somebody that you love and you care about. Healing is a long journey, a long, long journey. And there are their ups and downs. You literally are grieving a friend. You're grieving someone that is alive, and that is very confusing. It's very confusing to you, and honestly, I think it's very confusing to your brain, because your brain is just like, well, this person is alive. Why are you forcing me to grieve? But you have to grieve this person. You have to go through the cycles of grief, and you're going to find yourself in the very start of it in denial, in disbelief, and then moving on to, I'm probably going to get these completely confused, but I think the next one is sadness or anger. But I feel like with the grieving cycle, because this person's alive, you kind of go through the grieving cycle not in order. It's kind of all over the place, because I felt extreme sadness before I felt anger. Anger was my last stage, to be honest. Before acceptance, I went into denial, sadness, bargaining, back into sadness, and then anger before I reached acceptance. And I think the anger is a very important phase, because it's showcasing to you that you are realizing that you shouldn't have been treated that way. And it's one of those things that you have to go through to understand that you are more than people treat you. And if they can't see your value, that is on them and that is their fault. But you shouldn't shame yourself for that one person not showing you the love and care that you absolutely deserve. So if there's anything that I can tell you that could truly, truly help you in this moment, it is to feel your feelings. Feel every single stage. Don't shy away from it. Don't run away from it. The longer you ignore what you need to feel, the more you're going to feel it later. It's just because you pretend it's not there doesn't mean it's not there. Your body needs to purge it out somehow, and your body purges it out through crying, through feeling, through expression. You can't just think that you're doing the right coping skills and that you're distracting yourself from actually feeling. Coping skills are supposed to help you in the moment when the emotions are overwhelming. So you choose to have a coping skill that will help you de-stress a little bit, but the whole point is to revisit it. If you're constantly using coping skills to ignore the problem, you are not doing yourself a favor. You're actually keeping yourself in a very, very toxic cycle, and you're hindering yourself from healing, to be honest. Anyone that tells you to just ignore your feelings and to not express yourself and to not talk about it is somebody that you should not take advice from. Avoiding anything is not going to help it heal at all. In fact, you might get more infected than anything. So really pay attention to how you're coping from it. Yes, we do talk about healthy coping skills, and exercise and all that is healthy coping skills, but really pay attention to whether you're using exercise as a form of ignoring the issue. Every time you get an uncomfortable feeling, you're like, I gotta go running, gotta do a workout, because that's a form of escapism, to be honest. Like, if you come back to it and you're like, okay, now I've done my exercise, I feel a little bit better, let me meditate, let me sit down with this, let me journal, let me really figure out what's going on with me, then you're fine. You're not ignoring your feelings. But if you're constantly, you feel like that little sense of, this is an uncomfortable feeling, this is an uncomfortable emotion, I don't want to deal with it, and you use healthy coping skills as a form of escapism, you're kind of making a healthy coping skill into a toxic one, which is quite interesting. But it's really taking accountability and responsibility of allowing yourself to feel through your emotions. So I will never be somebody that shames you for that. I will actually be the one that encourages you to feel it, to talk about it. And this comes into my other point. If you're trying to express yourself to certain friends and they're shutting you down, they're minimizing it, or they're talking about how, I've had this happen so many times, where they end up talking about how detrimental their romantic relationship breakup was, and trying to compare how their romantic relationship breakup is worse than your friendship breakup, stop talking to those people. Stop trying to seek support from people that are unwilling to be supportive. Supportive people will sit there and give you the space and will listen to you, even if they can't really relate to you. It's not about trying to relate to you. It's just giving someone the opportunity and the space to talk things through. So if they're not doing that for you, really reevaluate who you're wasting your time on talking to, because not everybody has the capacity to really listen to what you have to say. And if all else fails, sometimes finding a therapist will help a lot. And if that fails, this is why I did my whole TikTok platform, is to like have a community of people that have gone through the same thing. So maybe you'll find someone in the comments that relates to you and kind of went through the same thing, and maybe build support and community from there and not feel so alone. Yeah, it's really important to have that support system. That's the only way that you can truly, truly heal effectively. So to wrap it all up, we discussed how friendship breakups are so painful and why it's so difficult to heal from them, and how to potentially heal from them. Of course, there is a lot more information into these subjects if we really dive deep, deep into it. And I am planning on doing that within these podcasts so that a lot of you can really understand the nuances and how to heal and to find the right strategies that work for you so that you can heal on your own as well. I am here to be your guide and your support and to hopefully bring you clarity and make you feel a little less alone. And I want to give back to you guys with that, because you have honestly done that for me when it comes to TikTok. You have given me a voice and you have made me feel a little bit less alone in my own healing journey. And maybe I will share my entire story with you guys, but I think I want to share it when I'm ready. I still feel a lot of pain talking about it. And I have talked about certain things here and there, but I have not talked about it in length, the whole story. And it is a lot. But I think maybe one of these episodes I will dedicate to that when I feel ready and strong enough to share my story. But until then, we will talk about different types of friendships and how to make friends, how to build friends, how to recognize what kind of friends are not the right friends for you, how to identify those toxic friends, and we'll talk about all kinds of friendship dynamics, including one-sided friendships, including those friends that get into a romantic relationship and then decide to disappear and ghost. That's also a very popular topic. But if you have any suggestions, or if there's anything that you need clarity on, please reach out to me. All of my information is on my website at www.thethirdside.net. So please visit that. My email's there. Everything's there. If anything, contact me or DM me on TikTok or Instagram. But until then, thank you for joining, and we will talk soon. I love you guys so much. Have a blessed day. Bye!